Let's dive into something pretty cool today. Umami.
Umami.
Yeah. You know, like, imagine a world where you can get, like, really detailed insights into your website's performance, but you don't have to sacrifice your visitor's privacy.
Right.
And that's kind of the promise of Umami.
Yeah.
And it's got me pretty intrigued, I gotta say.
Well, and I think what makes it so fascinating is that it's, you know, it's really emerging at a time when people are becoming so much more aware of data privacy and concerned about it.
For sure.
So it's almost like the perfect solution at the perfect time.
Yeah, really is. And speaking of perfect solutions, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer. They are the masterminds, I guess you could say, behind the hosting and the digital transformation expertise that keeps Umami running smoothly. If you're looking to level up your digital game, definitely check them out at www.lea.safeserver.de.
So now back to Umami. In a nutshell, Umami does what all the big players like Google Analytics do. It tracks those really crucial website metrics, you know, things like how many people are visiting your site, which pages they're checking out, how long they're sticking around, all
Okay.
that good stuff. But here's the game changer. Umami gathers this valuable data without collecting any personal information
Right.
or relying on cookies.
So it's all about respecting privacy while still like getting those insights that you need as a website owner. But, you know, let's be honest, sometimes these open source projects can feel a bit like a secret club with a complicated handshake.
Right.
How easy is it for someone like me, who's not, you know, a coding whiz, to get Umami up and running?
Well, I think that's one of the things that makes Umami so appealing is that it's surprisingly user-friendly. There's two main paths you can take: installing from the source code or using Docker. Now, installing from source, you know, it does require a bit of technical know-how. You'll need node.js, which is basically a way to run JavaScript code outside of a web browser. And you'll need a database to store all that juicy website data. Think of it like setting up the engine and storage for your analytics machine.
That makes sense. But you mentioned Docker as well. How does that compare?
Ha, Docker. This is where it gets really exciting,
Yeah.
especially if you're already comfortable with the concept of containerization. Imagine you're shipping Umami in this neat self-contained box
Okay.
that runs smoothly on any system.
Gotcha.
That's Docker in a nutshell. It takes care of all those dependencies and all that setup. So
Nice.
you can essentially just grab that prepackaged Umami setup and you're good to go.
So even I could probably handle the setup.
Exactly.
That's impressive. But let's talk about what Umami actually brings to the table. What makes it stand out, besides the whole privacy thing?
Well, one of Umami's biggest strengths is its simplicity. The interface is clean, intuitive, easy to navigate, even for those who aren't analytics gurus. And because it's lightweight, Umami is incredibly fast. No waiting around for reports to load.
Yeah, speed is definitely a plus. Nobody wants to be stuck in the digital slow lane. But, you know, I got to ask. Is Umami really powerful enough to, you know, go toe-to-toe with the giant? Google Analytics. I
Right.
mean, Google Analytics is like,
It's the king.
it's the undisputed king of web analytics.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Google Analytics has been the go-to for so long. But those privacy concerns are getting louder by the day.
Yeah.
Umami, on the other hand, is built from the ground up with a privacy-first philosophy.
Right.
No tracking of personal information, no cookies. It's all about respecting visitor anonymity. And while it might not have all the bells and whistles of Google Analytics,
Sure.
Umami offers a compelling set of features that are more than enough for many website owners.
So it's like David versus Goliath, but in the world of web analytics. And speaking of David, there's that, you know, underdog charm of open source software.
Yeah.
What are the real advantages there?
Aside from the warm, fuzzy feeling of community, well, the beauty of open source is that Umami's code is freely available for anyone to examine, use, tweak, and even contribute to.
Wow.
This transparency fosters a sense of community and ensures continuous development and improvement.
That's pretty amazing. It's like having an army of developers constantly working to make Umami better. But let's say someone decides to, you know, take the plunge and install Umami. How do they stay updated with the latest features and improvements?
That's another area where Umami shines. The update process is super straightforward, whether you installed from source or using Docker. For source installations, it's as simple as grabbing the latest code, installing any new dependencies, and rebuilding the application.
And for Docker users.
Even easier. You simply pull the new Docker images and rebuild. The developers have really gone above and beyond to make staying up to date a breeze.
Okay, I'm starting to see why people are so excited about Umami. It's like this perfect blend of simplicity, speed, and privacy. It's a powerful contender in the world of web analytics, especially for those who value data privacy and transparency.
And what I find particularly compelling is Umami's potential to shape the future of web analytics. You know, with data privacy taking center stage, tools like Umami that prioritize user privacy are poised to become increasingly relevant.
Yeah, it's a fascinating shift in the landscape. It'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. A huge thanks to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive into Umami. Remember to visit www.safeserver.de to learn more about their digital transformation and hosting solutions. And to you, our listener, we leave you with this thought. With the increasing focus on data privacy, how might tools like Umami shape the future of web analytics? It's a question worth pondering.
Yeah, it really is a question that gets to, you know, the heart of how we use and protect data in this digital age. But even beyond that kind of philosophical aspect, What strikes me about Umami is that it really challenges that assumption that you have to sacrifice privacy for robust analytics.
Right. It's almost like we've been conditioned to think that giving up our data is just like the price we pay for valuable insights.
Right.
But Umami flips that script.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And says, hey, you can have both.
Exactly. And it does it in a way that's not just ethical, but also practical. I mean, think about the implications for website owners.
Yeah.
You know, they can confidently reassure their visitors that their privacy is being respected,
right,
which builds trust and, frankly, can be a major selling point in today's data-conscious world.
That's a really good point. I mean, in a world where, you know, data breaches and privacy scandals are becoming almost commonplace, being able to say, we use Umami, could be a real differentiator for businesses.
Yeah.
Like a badge of honor for ethical data practices.
Exactly. And let's not forget the benefits for the users themselves.
Right.
You know, it's empowering to know that you can browse the web without having your every move tracked and analyzed.
For sure.
Plus, it often means that websites load faster because there's less tracking code bogging them down.
Right. So it's like a win-win for everyone involved. Faster websites, more privacy, happier users. What's not to love?
Well, you know, there are some who might argue that Umami's simplicity means it lacks the depth and granularity of data that a tool like Google Analytics provides.
Right. Yeah, that's a fair point. There's always going to be a trade-off.
Right.
But for a lot of website owners.
Yeah.
Especially those who aren't, you know, running these massive e-commerce operations, Umami's core set of metrics is probably more than enough to get a clear picture of how their site's performing.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's not forget that Umami's constantly evolving. That open source community is incredibly active with developers adding new features and refining existing ones all the time.
Right. It's almost like this living, breathing ecosystem of analytics awesomeness. But I'm curious, for someone who's maybe on the fence about making the switch, what would you say are like the top three reasons to give Umami a serious look?
That's a great question. I would say first and foremost, privacy. You know, Umami is built with a commitment to respecting user data that's simply unmatched by the traditional analytics giants.
Okay, so privacy, that's number one. What would be number two on your list?
I have to say ease of use. You know, Umami's interface is incredibly intuitive, making it accessible to anyone, regardless of their technical expertise. And the straightforward installation and update process is a real bonus.
Okay, so privacy, ease of use, what's the final clincher?
It has to be the open source advantage. You know, the fact that Umami's code is freely available means you're not locked into a proprietary system. You have the flexibility to customize, to adapt, and even to contribute to the project itself. Mm. Plus, you have that peace of mind knowing that the software is constantly being scrutinized and improved by a passionate community of developers.
Yeah, that's a pretty compelling case for Umami. It's not just an analytics tool. It's a statement. It's a vote for a more ethical and transparent approach to data collection.
Well said. And I think with its growing popularity, Umami is sending a clear message to the industry that privacy matters.
Yeah, it's a message I think a lot of people are ready to hear. But I do wonder, with the increasing focus on data privacy, how might tools like Umami shape the future of web analytics?
That's a question worth exploring. It's clear that the landscape is changing, and Umami is at the forefront of that change. It's showing us that there's a different way, a better way, to gather insights without compromising the values that matter most.
Yeah, it's a pretty inspiring thought. And it makes me even more excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah.
For Umami and for the entire field of web analytics. Yeah, it really is exciting to see a tool like this, you know, challenging the status quo and kind of pushing those boundaries of what's possible in web analytics. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Umami, what are your final thoughts on this, you know, privacy-focused analytics tool?
Well, I think, you know, more than anything, Umami represents this significant shift in the way we think about data collection and analysis. It really demonstrates that you can gain valuable insights into your website's performance without compromising the privacy of your visitors. It's that win-win situation. You get the data you need. Your users can browse with peace of mind.
And with its open source nature and that active community, it seems like Umami has the potential to continue to grow and evolve and meet the ever-changing needs of website owners and users alike.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's an exciting time to be following the world of web analytics, and Umami is definitely a project to keep an eye on.
So to our listeners out there, we encourage you to explore Umami further and see how it might fit into your own digital strategy.
Yeah, and remember, the future of the web is in our hands. Let's make it a future where privacy and data insights can coexist.
Well said. A huge thanks to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive into Umami. Remember to visit www.safeserver.bae to learn more about their digital transformation and hosting solutions. And to you, our listener, we leave you with this final thought. If a tool like Umami can disrupt the world of web analytics, what other industries are ripe for a privacy-focused revolution? Food for thought.